Wonderful Holy Spirit, we welcome your awesome presence in revealing your word to our hearts for this hour. And Father, I thank you so much for mass conviction through your spoken word in Jesus' name. To the book of St. Luke, chapter 15, look at verses 4. What man of you, having 100 sheep, if he lose one of them, do not leave the 99 in the wilderness and go after that which is lost until he find it? And when he had found it, he laid on his shoulders, rejoicing. And when he cometh home, he called together his friends and neighbors, saying unto them, rejoice with me, for I have found my sheep which was lost. Verse 8, either what woman having 10 pieces of silver, if she lose one piece, do not light a candle and sweep the house and seek diligently till she find it? And when she had found it, she called her friends and her neighbors, saying, rejoice with me, for I have found the piece which I had lost. Likewise, I say unto you, there is joy in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner that repented. We want to use for a teaching today, lost sheep, lost coins, or lost souls. What is more important? I find in our hour that we're in that oftentimes we as humans can become a little backwards. And what I mean by that is based on this parable that Jesus is giving to us in Luke chapter 15. He spoke about a woman or a person having sheep, and the sheep would get lost. He would leave the 99 and go wherever the sheep was at until he find it. And when he found that sheep, he come back home. He called his friends like a celebration. I want y'all to come to the house. The sheep that was lost, he's now back in the pasture. They're rejoicing with him. They're excited over that sheep that was lost, that's now found. Then he spoke of a woman having 10 pieces of silver. If she lose it, notice she light a candle, she sweep the house. I mean, she moved the sofa, she moved the refrigerator, she moved all the furniture in the house, take a broom, begin to pass the broom over the floor, under the sofa, in areas where she probably can't get. What am I saying? She's showing such an eagerness, a diligence, a determination to find a coin that was lost. But then Jesus spoke about how joy shall be in heaven over one sinner that repent. What kind of really grabbed me with this teaching is the fact that sheep, coins, and souls, how Jesus would use these three things to stress the importance to us as those that saved as to how a soul is more important than a sheep and a coin. We notice in our story how the person who had the sheep, he would leave and go. Wherever the sheep he thought was at, he would go in that direction. He will not stop until he find that sheep that got away. Once he found that sheep, he would come back. And notice, he even put the sheep on his shoulder, making sure you don't go nowhere again. And once he come back, he called his friends and said, y'all come by the house. We're going to have a celebration. Because that sheep that got out the pasture went into the wilderness or the woods somewhere, and he could have been killed, but he's alive. Let's rejoice and let's make merry. Let's get excited. And then the woman with the coins, she lose the coins. She take and light a candle. Notice that. And sweep the house. Notice the effort that's being put forth in trying to find a sheep, trying to find a coin. Now the question comes, how important or which one of these is more important, a sheep, a coin, or a soul? And for Jesus to say joy shall be in heaven, not on the earth. And I used to wonder why would Jesus say joy shall be in heaven? Because half the times, those of us that's in the body of Christ, first of all, we don't have a burden for souls per se. The average church is not concerned about people getting saved, but about people joining a building. And please don't misunderstand me. Yes, people need to be in a building, quote unquote. But my concern is that people get in the body of Christ and not just in some physical building. Because I've heard of stories of people sitting in church buildings and dying right in the pew. And what was sad is that half the people that's checking out of churches not saved. And the reason why is because they have been taught and they've been indoctrinated about water baptism and shaking the preacher's hand and writing their name on the church's roll, but no emphasis was ever placed on them giving their life to Jesus Christ. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man come unto the Father but by me. And that have nothing to do with you being a part of some church building, church organization, or some big ministry. So lost sheep, lost coins, or lost souls. What is more important? And then Jesus begins to continue with this parable of a man having two sons. One of the young boys come to the father and say, Father, I want my stuff. Just give it to me. So the father give the boy his stuff. The boy takes the stuff, go into a far country, and there wasted substance with riotous living. When the boy spent all the money the father been saving for him, he now start getting hungry. His stomach start talking. His stomach is growling. He ain't got no money to buy nothing. And all the people that he was probably, quote unquote, friends with, he now discover when you ain't got nothing, people don't want to be bothered with you. Because the Bible say, wealth maketh many friends. So now he's learning something the hard way. This boy's out there and this man tells him, say, listen, I got a job for you. No, not sweeping the floor. Go out there and feed them stinking pigs. Go out there and take that filth and that old sour food and the food that you're going to put in the garbage can. Just go scrape it in the hog's pen. That was the job this boy wind up getting. But now catch the story here now. Lost sheep, lost coins, or lost souls. What is more important? So when this boy was out there and feeding the pigs, the Bible says he came to himself. He recognized something. I'm in this condition, not because of my father, but I made a choice to get me in the predicament I'm in. My friend, you're listening to me right now. Your decision in life will determine where you go. You can give your life to Jesus Christ now before you leave this world. Because if you don't give your life to Jesus Christ, if you die in sin, you will go to hell. But the good news of the gospel is that you don't have to go to hell. You don't hear hell preached about too much today because we're so concerned about offending people. I don't care about you being offended. I'm concerned about your soul not being lost. And in the story, Jesus kind of showing us something about a lost sheep, a lost coin, or a lost soul. What is more important? So back in our story, the young boy comes to himself. I'm going to go to my father and say, Father, I've sinned against heaven. I've sinned in your sight. While the father saw the boy coming, the Bible says these words. The father ran, fell on him, had compassion on him, and began to kiss him. The father was excited. Watch this. The father was excited over his son who was lost, who came to his senses and recognized he made a decision that put him in the predicament he in. You're living a life you know is not pleasing to God. You know you're not saved. You know right now, if you die, you will go to hell. You've been wondering, well, preacher, what can I do to make a change? Keep listening. The father in the story was excited. As the person who lost the sheep, they was excited over their sheep. The woman who lost the coins, She was excited over the coins. But this young man here, the father was excited. But if you keep reading the story, he had an elder brother. The elder brother had an attitude. This shows me the church right here in many cases. How that when people are prophesied to, they're going to get a home. They're going to get money. They're going to get cars, a promotion on their job. People start breakdancing. They get excited. They run around, flip, do all kind of somersaults. But when an altar call is given in many churches, and half the time, altar calls are not given, period. Because we are so programmed and we are so, quote unquote, on a schedule, and we wonder why people are not getting saved, why people are not being converted, why their lives are not being transformed. Because we have our quota set. We start at certain times and we do this and we do that. Then we shut down everything. But in our story, we notice how this boy who left his father, when he came back home, the father focused on the boy's return. Please catch this. The father was excited over his son who was lost, who came to his senses, and he came home. You're listening to me right now. Jesus loves you. He's concerned about your life, about your welfare, about where you're going to spend eternity. Oh, he wants to bless you in this world. But guess what? The things you have on the earth, you cannot take them with you when you leave planet earth. So everything he blessed you with is for down here. But it doesn't make sense to have all of the wealth on the planet and still be lost. The richest man without Jesus is poor, and the poorest man with Jesus is rich. So my friend, a lost sheep, a lost coin, or lost soul, what is more important? To answer that question, it's the lost soul. God said, behold, all souls are mine. As the soul of the Father, so also the soul of the Son is mine. The soul that sinned, it shall die. Your soul, my friend, is important to God. But the question is your soul important to you? Where will you spend eternity, my friend? Have you ever asked yourself that question? If you was to die right now, where would you go? You have questions about that question? And you wondering, if I was to leave right now, I'm in church, I'm in a position, I do good to people, but are you saved? Have you given your life to Jesus Christ? Have you invited Jesus into your heart? If you have not, my friend, you're lost, regardless of what you're doing. Stay tuned for part two of lost sheep, lost coins, or lost souls. What is more important?